Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
I know, actually, I think it's a perk because of how I don't know. Oh well. So episode.
Anyway, welcome to the Webcomic Beacon.
Yes. Where we talk about awesome things.
This is episode what?
Episode 28.
And we will be discussing drawing female characters.
Mm-hmm.
Which should degenerate, I figure, into boobies and porn in like, what, 20 minutes?
In about 5 bullet points.
Excellent!
Yes!
We have it planned out! I'm so proud!
I did. I didn't want to go into that topic so bad. But it doesn't matter because I think it's more a part of this than I think it is adult webcomics, because this is where I think it starts and then I think it evolves or de-evolves into adult webcomics.
I think you're probably right.
Yep, and so I got it all planned out because I love to plan things. So, okay. So,
first bullet point.
Well, we got to make sure we announce ourselves.
Oh.
Because nobody knows who we are by
now. I'm just arrogant to assume.
That's Tanya's imposter, and I'm Aaron's imposter.
Yes.
This is really not even... This is our stunt doubles.
It took me months to learn to just laugh at everything.
And I wasn't born this sarcastic. They had to make me up in a tube full of sarcasm juice.
Oh my god, the images already. Okay.
Yeah, it's like Alien 4, kind of. They had to make like 8 of me.
Oh, nice.
And then I got a big number 9 on my head.
And then there was a juicing process. Anyway, my name is Tanya. I do Betapwned at Betapwned.com. And with me is the ever funny Aaron.
Hello, I try to do TableComic.com and I'm not having depressive breakdowns because my life is too hectic.
Yeah, you know, speaking of which, really quickly, I stepped back on my comic a little bit, and I just wanted to say thank you very much to all the fans that have been emailing me and telling me that they prefer that I step back than go insane and drop the comic altogether, so.
Well, I tip my hat to you. I didn't do an episode this weekend, and promptly got lambasted by my brother and my best friend.
Ouch.
This morning, it's like, thank you.
That's sweet.
I had built up this huge hype on episode, because it was going to be episode 80.
Yeah.
Built up a huge hype and then just crashed and burned. So,
it was that kind of weekend. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, that's the way it goes. So, okay, so I think I wanted to kind of start this out, and this is our first official time talking about it. So, when was the first time you remember drawing a female or someone drawing? I know I put this, but it won't make sense in the context now, but when was the first time you remember drawing a female or seeing a drawing of a naked female? And not a picture of a naked female or not an actual naked female, but the drawing of one.
The first one I saw was actually in a Playboy in my dad's basement. I was about, 7 or 8. And, you know, he found me sort of peeking through a penthouse in a Playboy magazine. And I was really looking at the cartoons, but... They were still all naked and doinking. But yeah, that would be the first time. 7 or 8, and they were very professionally done, but, you know, in that very comedic sort of impossible style.
Was it like Marvel, or was it like Spy versus Spy?
No. It was like, it was like Penthouser Playboy. There's really no way you can, it's almost like a manga equivalent body style in that, everything was rather impressively and impossibly round, but, it was kind of like a naked New Yorker.
Weird.
Most of the artwork comes across as a naked New Yorker.
I'm kind of glad I didn't see that then. I was never into the Playboy thing. I'd always just hear about people finding loads and loads of them in garbage cans.
No, mine were all in a nice dry basement.
Or dumpsters.
Dumpsters. Or in boxes, sort of conspicuously strewn about. So where was the first time you saw a naked woman drawn?
Mine is a slightly disturbing story. I was, it's weird. We were talking about divorces. My parents were like in the middle of the divorce. I was at an apartment complex, like the crappiest bottom of the barrel apartments. It still is like, actually, it's even worse now. So like the apartment area got even worse, and there was some like. I was only like 5 or 6 or something. Some little girl was like, I think even younger than I was. Mm-hmm. And she went in the house and got a pencil just for no reason and came out and on like the big wooden banister drew like a girl with boobs and like a bush, and then drew a guy with his little thing. But it was like, and the weird thing is, it's still better than World's Worst Webcomics version. But it's weird.
It makes you worry about the little girl.
Well, it did, just and I was only 5 or 6 or whatever. But it was enough to know. I was still smart even enough to know back then something is really weird. I think I made her erase it.
Yeah, that's not something. Normal behavior. And,
I'm not sure if that's what kicked off my whole phobia of
banisters.
I hate apartments, period. But no, drawing, I don't know. I'm wondering if that kind of Dr. Tanya, if that kickstarted off my whole phobia. Because that was the first time I saw one. The first time I ever drew one. And then you can go next if you can remember. My mom had got a house finally, and I remember one night I wanted to draw a girl just to see if I could do it, and it still always felt weird. And I remember drawing a girl, and I wanted to draw a super cute girl, but I was like 6, right? And I'll never forget. I started, I drew the face, and it looked like a circle, and I drew the body, and it didn't really look like anything. And then I can't remember. I don't think I did boobs, because I think if my mom saw it, I didn't want her. And in fact, that's what ended up happening, is I didn't want her to know. And so I remember exactly how I drew it. And I remember now, she kind of looked like Sherlock Holmes. She kind of had a trench coat. I wanted it to be a dress.
Yeah.
Right. But it ended up, it started out as jeans, and then it kind of flared out, like, as if, like, you're walking down the street all slow and awesome, and it's, like, windy, and it's, like, the shotgun's under your trench coat or whatever. It kind of looked like that, except 6-year-old.
That's pretty impressive.
And so, I was like, this looks cool, but this doesn't look like a hot girl at all. And so I remember, just like I always ended up doing throughout my life, my mom could draw pretty well, and so I went, and I tried to pretend like it was something else, because she's like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm trying to draw this guy in like a trench coat, and I can't do it. And of course, in like 2 seconds, Wonder Mom's like, and it was like a guy, you know, all cool and everything. And I'm like, thanks, okay, I'm done being interested in this now. And I think it wasn't like years until I can't even remember, because even all through elementary school, I drew nothing but guys. All my heroes were guys. All the cartoons, guys. Never a girl. Never.
Really?
It, probably until high school, when I went to art classes. And even then, it was only faces.
Really?
Yes. And even then, very, very... I never made a cute-looking girl face. They all looked like psychotic vampire girls.
Nice.
Pretty much. Pretty much not. So, yeah, and I still can't draw them now. You've seen my comic. So, I do my best, but...
You do well.
It's uncomfortable, is the word I like to use. So, what about... When was the first time you actually drew.
You know, drawing. I don't remember drawing at all when I was a kid. I read a lot of books and I wrote stories, but I was not, I pretty much started drawing like 2 hours ago, or 2 hours ago. No. 2 years ago. About 2 years ago when I really started. And I used to copy like, Sunday cartoons. What?
The truth comes out. You're not the real artist.
No. It's some other crappy artist that I just hired. No, if I was gonna hire somebody, I'd hire somebody really good and be like, yep, that's mine. It was like 2 years ago. And I know that before that, like, I remember 1 year for my brother's birthday, like, I copied basically a bunch of the, like, the Sunday funnies, you know, I took the characters and made them bigger to put posters all over the room. But as far as like my own stuff, I hadn't really drawn until a couple of years ago. And of course, you know, I had been planning to do this slice of life comic. So, the first person I drew was me, and what with being a woman, that would.
Well, you kind of lucked out because it's not.
I did. It is a familiar anatomy, as it were.
Yeah. I'll never forget, because even when I was in elementary school and all the drawing problems and all the bully problems and all that, nobody ever tried to outdo me by drawing chicks. It wasn't until high school, my sophomore year, 10th grade, I was in Spanish class. It was like my first semester ever at high school. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking over and this dude, you know, a junior or senior or whatever, was drawing like I forget what those girls are called, but they got the six arms and this and that.
Everything. Oh, like Vishnu.
Yeah. He was drawing her, but I think she had six or possibly eight boobs and was not wearing any clothes.
Yeah.
And
boys do that, Aaron.
No, but that's the thing is, I never did.
Really? But you seem really shy about it.
Right, and that's the first time I kind of realized, it's like, wait, like, why is he doing that? And it was in class. So he's like, I was in Spanish class, and he was in the corner of the class during Spanish drawing this.
Yeah.
And I looked over and I was like, oh, what the hell? And so anyway, that's when I kind of started to realize. And then, of course, in comic books, I read a lot of X-Men and Psylocke and Rogue and Storm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were always like uberly endowed.
Yes. The big thing that I always say is that their superpower is keeping their suit on.
Oh, yeah, that their back's breaking.
Yes. It should, by all intents and purposes, just spring from their body. I don't understand.
I like the word jutting.
Jutting, yes.
Because it's like how like stone comes out of a mountain wrong.
Yes. They have globes somewhere attached to them. They're not natural. That much is clear.
Well, you know, Johnny Storm has a suit that, you know, does not burn.
Yeah.
And Mr. Fantastic has got a stretchy suit. I'm sure he could make... like wonder bras.
wonder bras. Yes.
Of course, it'd be Marvel, so it couldn't be. That would be copyright infringement on Wonder Woman.
They're super bras.
No, that's Superman. They'd have to be Ultimate Marvel Ultimate Alliance bras.
There we go. Excellent. Underwires, certainly.
Ow! Wow. Yeah, ow. I've heard that. Those, yeah, not good.
Are we going to go into an anatomy lesson with the underwires?
I've heard...
They're sort of necessary, though, if you're of a certain endowment.
Huh.
Yeah. Mm. Otherwise, every time you raise your arms, the bottom of your bra, like, slips up, and then when you put your arms back down, your boob is just caught.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. It kind of looks... Yeah.
And then you end up with double boob. It's bad.
Guys like that, though.
You know, it's painful. And
but then that raises the whole question, why is it not sexual harassment when girls get to adjust their underwear in public, but if a guy starts grabbing his crotch to rearrange his undies all of a sudden, it's like, oh, sexual harassment, throw him in jail.
See, I wouldn't consider it sexual harassment unless he's saying lewd things while he's adjusting himself. In which case,
I'm really fixing my underwear right now. Oh, yeah.
I'm fixing it for you, baby. Like, that's sexual harassment.
See, I'm so bad, I can't even think of something sexual harassing to say.
I love, though, that we've chosen to do this particular topic without a guest, without Fez.
No, see, my whole thought behind this is that, like, you were kind of the guest of this episode.
Oh, awesome.
This reminds me. We were driving from some place. Oh, well, we went to 7-Eleven. No, we went to Game Crazy to get, because we got Wii Fit. Booyah, suckers that don't have it. And
like me, damn it.
I'm sorry, I know. I immediately told my friend where to get one, and he was like, never mind. But we were pulled up on some intersection in Trashville, USA, mm-hmm. and some girl, she was like 12 or whatever, was wearing something way too short.
Yeah.
And she pulled her underwear out of her ass, I think I counted like 20 times.
Nice.
Just trying to walk down the street, and she eventually just started holding...
Oh, that's
her underwear out of, and I was like, what the hell?
That's classy right there. That's what that is.
Like, yeah, go back to your... Never mind.
Okay, bullet point two.
No. We have to make a conscious break right now. It's been 15 minutes.
It's been 18 minutes and 42 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying really, really hard. Okay, this break is brought to you by Kirkland Signature Premium Drinking Water by Costco with minerals added for taste. Shop smart. Shop S-smart.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
Guest host tonight, Tanya, talking our resident senior female anatomy
expert.
So okay, my bullet point two is, it says, any types of female characters that are still embarrassing for you to draw?
No.
Really?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm a woman, and I'm right. You know. Other than being busy, bisexual, so...
Yeah.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Did you not know that?
No, you talk about it, like, all the time. It's hard
to not know
about it. I read your comic.
Is it just a
But not the
thing?
Black and white ones, because I want a bucket fill them.
Well, they're not there anymore, so... Don't stress
I'm
out,
sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm, first of all, rather familiar with the female body. I take a shower every day. So.
Good.
It's not embarrassing to me. But then again, drawing men isn't embarrassing to me either.
Yeah, but that's because when you're drawing a guy, you don't have to draw their package bulging out.
Oh, so the problem is that even though you're drawing a clothed woman, there's still a sexual part there.
Well, and this is going to be in a future bullet point, but you can draw guys with straight lines, but for a woman, you know, we have to go to the hourglassy shape, but
yeah.
That's going to be, so it's not just, you know, the bulging appendages, but that hourglass shape is a pain, but we'll go into it later. So seriously, no female character, but I know, so how many female, like, templates do you have? Because I know you only have, like, one guy template, right?
You know, I don't actually use templates. It's just that that's all I
can
draw.
In your brain.
In my brain.
Yeah.
Wow. I have a lot more female in there than I do male.
Really?
I do. And
I mean, besides your wallpapers, though.
Besides, oh, and you mean just for the comic?
Yeah.
Well, the only female characters in the comic are myself, my mother, my daughter, and Amy, who is completely fictitious. So, you know, but honestly, the body styles in all four are very different. You know, Janine's a tad overweight and, you know, about a C cup. My mom is, she's a little heavier than I am and the same C. And then Amy, I've got pretty much like a very petite D. And then, of course, my daughter is 10. So she's a boy with long hair. Yeah. But, so, I mean, those are the four main ones that I use, but it really comes down to, it's the same mechanics. It's the same mechanics that I use for drawing men, though.
Yeah, so, but check that link out really quick.
Okay, I'm checking the link out.
This is a freaking prime example of exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, now, first of all, is this a guest comic?
No.
So you can't, like, okay, good. So, see how all those guys, like, straight. And even naked dude in the bottom left.
Still pretty straight. A little bit in, but
it's cool that you got the little throat thing and the belly button thing, and I love how you do the mouths. But but then you go look at the banner on the right side, and it's like some skinny nerd guy from Buttersafe cracking the non-existent code.
Yes.
Look, straight.
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of like Invincible Jeff a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
But then you've got, you know, your Janine character. Curvy. Face is curved. Hair is curved. Arms are curved. Shoulders curved. It's like, holy crap, all that work.
You know what? It depends on how you start your structure. If you start it with stickmen, but instead of, like, having the arms come straight from the neck, you know, like most stick men do. if you make shoulders, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you drop down to halfway between the shoulder and where the elbow would be and make another set of shoulders. And then all you do is adjust those in and out for cup size. And you follow, like, the nipple line. Like, if you pull that out past the shoulders, you're looking at like a solid D. And then you just follow that straight down, make the same line for the hips, and then flesh it all out.
See, I know your calling in life now is to make like a how to draw chicks for all of us stupid losers that are like too embarrassed to draw a girl.
Really?
Okay. Alright. Moving on.
Okay. I'll see if I can, like, film it while I do it, so that it'll be a live action.
You might be able to put that on YouTube.
I probably could.
So, for me, well, actually, when I imagined it, I imagined doing it in Flash, and then going for a little bit, and stop, and bloop, and, like, an arrow pointing, and then stop. Yeah, because you could, record it as you do it. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, any types of female characters still embarrassing. Yeah, all of them. It's embarrassing to draw any kind of for me.
Well, can you just imagine that it's, I don't know, something else? It's a growth.
No, because it's not that. Okay, and the prime example is when I was drawing Dark Red's comic. It was a person. And Bella, you know, didn't at first exactly like how I drew her, you know, and it's been like this through all the history of time. And the analogy I use is what my art teacher said: never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, ever draw a picture of your girlfriend and give it to her.
Because no matter what,
it's never going to be flattering unless you leave everything out that makes them unique as a person.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
if you draw a Barbie, it'll be awesome.
But it would, but then they're like, "Oh, you think I look like?"
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's better to just skip it. I agree.
Yeah, but that's the thing is like, and this is going to lead into a later one, but the picture's kind of got to look flattering and make the girl look cute. Otherwise, I don't know. It seems like a stigma kind of a thing where it's like, why are you drawing ugly girls in your blah, blah, blah? Because, like, Janine looks fine, you know? And then the other comic I always reference, and I think you haven't had a chance. Oh, man, this is a perfect example. She just redid. She's got a new episode up.
Okay. There we go.
And perfect example.
Okay, so this is illouv.com.
Slash.
Nice.
And see, she doesn't actually look like that either.
Yeah.
Right. But does it really matter?
Probably not. Really. Not.
No. And I don't really look like Future Paladin, but I wish I did.
I used to look like Janine. I cut all my hair.
So I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to grow mine back out.
It's hot. I know. It's summer.
That's actually why I chopped mine off in the first place. Mm-hmm. I worked in a mail room where it was like 150 degrees, sorting mail out of bags that truckers had pissed on before they brought them in because they hate their job.
Excellent.
Moving on.
Okay. Next.
All right. No, you can leave that in. I didn't say which place did it.
No, you okay. Didn't. That's good.
So we kind of already went over this. How do you not feel weird drawing females and why does it seem different than drawing guys? But how come when you draw guys, you don't draw like a bulgy package? I've been watching lots and lots and lots of Drawn Together, and Captain Hero has always got
a bulgy package.
It's like a triangle, obtuse, right-angled triangle thing.
Yeah.
And depending whether or not he's using steroids, it gets smaller. But, and then the other way to do it is, and I guess Fess can edit this out if he wants, but there's a lot of shows where girls will be wearing spandex and they have like a camel toe for no reason.
Yeah.
Other than I think the artist thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Except in Serial Mom where the band's called Camelton.
Yeah. With guys, I do like the crotch of the jeans different. Like with guys, it scoops up, and then with girls, it scoops down. It's a really subtle little thing. It lifts and separates. Yeah. Honestly, the only way you do the bulgy package thing is with shading, and I haven't shaded in so long. But
yeah, because how would you even do? One thing. Can't you just do a bulgy package? Can't be just like one boob, but in the crotch area?
You could.
You've got a boob in your pants.
I think you just need to teardrop it a little bit more. You know, just push one side in.
But that would mean he's got like one bigger ball and one smaller one?
Well, no, because, you know, the jeans always manage to contain the package rather well. I guess you could just do a big bulge down the side. That's a bit odd. It doesn't look comfortable at all. They'd never sit down.
Is there a soccer ball in your pinching pocket? Well, you'd sit on it if it was too big. That wouldn't
be good
either.
I knew a guy. I always know a guy. I knew a guy who had 22 penile piercings, and he did them all himself. And he couldn't wear, like, boxers because the weight would drag it down like one side of his pants, and then if he sat down, it would pinch it in between the jeans.
And it would be hilarious if he went had to go to the airport.
He did actually, and he carried a picture of his penis with him so that he could just show people, like, look, I swear, it's like just full of metal. So they'd do the little wand and it'd whoop like right over his crotch, and then he'd just show him the picture. And they were usually horrified and just let him go.
And lots of security guards quit that day. and vomited. Probably.
He had a zero gauge PA. It was insane. Dude had to sit down to pee.
Yeah, until you know, he found out that Magneto wanted to kill him.
Yeah, but it'd be really easy to get him there. Anyway.
Alright, so I guess it's time for our second break. What's our second break brought to us by, Tanya?
Wow. I am unprepared. Our second break is apparently brought to us by our dog, who came in just now to lick his balls for us.
Hey, he's trying to illustrate how that's like total perfect.
That is excellent. Thank you, Washburn.
Thank you, dog. See, my cats are all fixed. It wouldn't do nothing.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted by Zephyr.net, free hosting for free thinkers. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
Byron of StripFight.org bringing you the weekly ringside update. Last week's round 160 was like stepping into an alternate universe. Vince and Max took the fellow fighter Aaron. Max then followed with a real knockout. John was XKC'd. Nico had something to celebrate. Jacob dressed the part, then got badgered. Aaron finished the round with a split decision. In all, we had 7 contenders, with the highest average score of 2.96. Max of IndifferentlyEvil.com is the winner. This week's round 161, Broken Toys, is going on now. Go and vote for your favorite strip. The next round 162, The Cake Robot, still has a few days left before the deadline on June 15th. Get those entries in. StripFight.org. May the best comic win.
We're back.
Yes, we're back.
I need to wipe my eyes out. Alright. My next kind of a question-y thingy was about the hourglass.
Yeah.
But if you look really quick on that top right, she's got the little Captain Hero triangle thingy in her pants.
Yeah, she does have the Captain Hero triangle thingy in her pants. That isn't. I don't know. Maybe I was feeling masculine that day. I'm not really sure.
I guess so.
That was actually. That was before I started doing, like, the little frowny face for girl crotch and the little happy face for boy crotch.
Yeah, because it looks like you're about to beat the crap out of me. So I can see it, like, getting your, the man, the man's
coming.
That's
right, because I was mad.
I guess.
I mean, it should also be pretty clear that I'm not exactly a professional artist here. Look at the size of her head. It's a goddamn chibi.
I know, but... I know, I've got chibis in a couple of my episodes. Those comics are a lot easier to draw.
The hourglass shape is actually really simple. You just, you keep, the breast should go in a little bit from the shoulders, and then the hips should fall in line with the breasts, and then the middle part goes in a little. It's all a matter of proportion.
But I think, especially, like, if you're trying to actually go for an hourglass shape, because I try to draw girl trees.
Yeah.
And the hardest thing, I swear, is getting the shoulders to where the shoulders aren't going in, like, way too far.
Right.
To, like, a little itty bitty neck, and then a giant head, and then giant boobs, but a little itty bitty waist, and giant hips. Even, but it's a tree.
Even with, like, huge breasts, even with D's, the nipples are still going to be in from the shoulders. See what I'm saying? So, like, the center of the breast is still in from the shoulders. The shoulders should always extend past that point. Mm-hmm. It's all very technical. It's mathematical. You know, actually, if you go, we need to put the link in the show notes, but if you go to Structure of Man, if just Google that, the Structure of Man, and there are actually a number of anatomy drawing lessons that you can watch, and he actually explains that breakdown of the human form really very well as far as a mathematical equation, and he does that both for men and for women.
There was another good one. It was with Elizabeth Hurley and John Cleese, and they go over like a ton of the math too.
Yeah,
I can't remember what the name of that show was, but it was. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, I see what you did. Like the boob goes into the armpit.
Yeah, because that's
that's not where they go. They're down more.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm just sitting here touching myself. This is horrible.
Hey, that's what bugs me is because, you know, people look at it and go, that's not how I look. Well, yeah, you're not a tree.
Okay, that is true that it's not a tree.
Who's to say what tree boobs look like? Okay, you don't know.
Maybe tree boobs go into their armpits. I don't know. I'm not criticizing you. We're helping people.
Do you see like how bad that gets though? Where it's like,
no,
I'm trying to get better, sort of, except I need to have another girl character.
I was going to say, you need more girls so that you can practice. You know what's really horrible? What was suggested to me?
What's that?
Is to go through, like, all your Saturday morning cartoons and all the cheesy, you know, Sunday comic strips and draw all the women naked.
Whoa.
I have a killer Wilma Flintstone.
Wow.
Yeah. IT is stripping. What am I supposed to do about that? And he's wearing my bra. All right. Never mind. Okay.
We're almost done. You can get to that in a minute. We're almost done.
Okay. Yeah, okay. No. Yeah, go through all that, you know, because you have their anatomy that you can copy, and then all you have to do is remove their clothes. And it's a great way to practice.
Okay, all you little kids out there, though, do not do it without your parents' permission.
I sincerely hope there are not children listening to this.
Okay, but if there is, get your parents' permission before drawing naked people, please.
If you're under, like, what, 16 and listening to this, go right now to your mother and apologize.
Yep, and wash your mouth out and probably her mouth out with soap.
All right.
So... saving the best for last. I have personally seen this happen several times. And I know in a way it kind of started maybe possibly happening with yours a little bit, at least.
Uh-oh.
With your calendar stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
Graduating from drawing skanky characters straight into an adult, not a porn comic, not an adult. Not an adult comic, but like a comic where for some reason in every single frame everybody's naked. Going from a normal comic with just skanky characters to like full blown adult over 18 to click here, blah blah blah.
Right.
What's the deal with that? Is it for the money? Is it because the readers, do they just like to draw naked girls and know that they wouldn't get away with it with the readership they've already created?
For me, it was that I'm currently practicing pinups, and I was curious to see if I could do this bizarre blend between my comic style and a pinup style, and that's what brought about the half-naked Amy that was the incentive. Honestly, the reason I'm practicing pinups is because I fully intend on selling them, and they sell really, really well. I like drawing them, so, you know, I don't feel like it's a big departure from what I want to do. I don't really consider it selling out, but it's a
big... Oh, no, and I wasn't saying that.
Oh, I know.
But for some people, it's really weird.
I think, you know what? People like to draw sexy things, and people like to buy sexy things. So that's pretty much just the way it happens. And, I mean, I think the line comes, it's like, the other thing that I find challenging is going between something that is clearly sexual and something that is pornographic. So,
right, right. Yeah. And I'm not talking, although I accidentally wrote it down, I wasn't talking about porn comics, but it's they draw skanky women, like, all the time. And I'm not talking about Jazz and Jess, because you do not have skanky women. They're quite attractive.
Yes.
And I think you know that, smarty pants. And even like Atland is another example. He draws like very, very, very fine women, yeah, like all the time. But do you think he has like a second on the side porn comic just for money? No. But could he?
Could he? You, probably.
Yeah, Nate Picos, if you're out there and you want to make $1 billion, and you're listening, can I have some money?
yeah, it, I mean, it does come down to that. It is very marketable.
And so, okay, would you just go out and just flat out say then, anyone out there, if you can draw even remotely decent chicks and you have a comic that doesn't make money, maybe that's something to try, because you've tried everything else, it seems like, to make money.
Maybe. I mean, I hate to say it, it's just that, I mean, it's still an oversaturated market. It still comes down to skill. You know, you look at, like, you look at really good you know, people who really draw the female form well. David Wolf is one of my favorite examples, who does Paranoia High. And, you know, his, he has a Shea gallery on, Comixpedia, or, no, I don't know. Oh, we'll put up the link, but, and they're all very pinnipy. They're all very sexy, but none of them are dirty. And,
right.
And, you know, and even like Eros Comics, which makes a lot of money, you know, they're all adult, but they're not pornographic.
Right. And that's also what I like about Nate's Atland.
Yeah.
It's all adult, but like in every single frame, nonstop, every nipple and man part is covered up, which is cool. Cause I like that, because it tells me, you know, that you don't have to, you're drawing a line, and I think that's cool.
Well, yeah. And honestly, really, hardcore skanky porn does not sell very well. Not in drawings. Because at that point, people want pictures and movies. They don't want a drawing. And you're always going to have, like, there's always going to be a subset of, like, furry porn and things like that. But for the most part, if it's a drawing, people don't want hardcore. Some people do it very well. But
they,
for the,
like,
most part,
they like taste. What you're saying is that the world is not completely lost, and it's not quite Armageddon. Because some porn addicts still like some taste.
Well, yeah, at the very least, it has to be done well. And I do read a couple of purely pornographic comics, let's be clear. But they're done very well, and it's not... they don't go out of their way to be trashy. It's just sex as sex is.
Well, I think people actually literally get angry when they see, like, two trashy... of women being drawn. Like, I know if I went nuts.
It's almost a little insulting. Yeah.
I think even for guys, I think guys get pissed. I've seen it where people have turned on posters.
Yeah.
I mean, turned on people posting for having shittily drawn women characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think we have thoroughly saturated market for talking about boobies and groins.
Boobies and groins.
And drawn together.
Groins. And drawn together. Which I think is hilarious. My son maybe broke his foot, so I have to go.
Yep, that's, I just had, if we do the news thingy really quick, it's just schoolspiritcomic.com turned 4 years. Awesome comic. Check it out.
Caspal also celebrated a milestone. Isn't it 2 years that Caspal has been running?
I am not sure on that.
I'll have to go through my Twitter. We'll get the correct date in the show notes.
I just wanted to throw it in there, though, because schoolspirit.com, Dutch is my boy.
And it's a great comic.
Hell yeah, it is.
It's educational, even in bits, which is very good.
It has some of the most memorable, little arcs of pretty much any comic I've ever read, which is bizarre.
Yeah, it's really good.
So that's all I got. You need to go play Doctor.
I need to go play Doctor. So, yeah. This has been the Webcomic Beacon, and we talked about boobies and porn and crotches. I wasn't expecting crotches.
It had to be. Cause it's like the opposite, you know? So we had to play both sides, so it was a fair and balanced podcast.
It was indeed.
For all the women that wanted to hear about drawing crotches. All of you out there, we want to hear from you. So guys will start drawing crotches in their comics instead of also just only boobs. I don't know. Okay.
Tanya's
got to go.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. This has been Tanya.
And Aaron.
Woohoo! Goodbye.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
This dog actually came with such a mound sack that he cannot sit down normally.
I've seen dogs like
that. Yeah.
Where it's like they sit down too fast and you're
Yeah. That was my dog. So we really had him fixed for his own comfort more than anything else. Anyway.
Okay.